Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, and happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for October the 29th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced that checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful solutions we still have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. That is a freedom-loving, fantastic, faith-filled. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Quick recap of yesterday's show. Still available at libertyroundtable.com and lovingliberty.net. Spread the word live and on demand radio at your fingertips. We talked to Brian Russ, RussQuinnandGift.com. He always provides the honest money report, an update on gold and silver, and then we break down economic realities based on honest money. We talked about a grocery shortage. Texas Roadhouse is now selling ready-to-cook steaks because the stores don't have them, so they can fill in the gap, they claim. We also have a global shortage of workers. I tried to get salad at a restaurant the other day, and they didn't have enough workers to make it. They said, we don't have any salads. Sorry. We also talked about the global shortage of workers. What's going on? Experts claim to explain. CNBC, they say supply chain is really hitting global growth, and it's about to get much worse. So look out for the supply chain with worker shortages, with product shortages, with prices going up. It's not looking good, folks. We talked about Facebook papers now reveal that the company knew they were profiting from sex trafficking, but they didn't do anything to stop it. Cara Kelly, USA Today, with that piece. Facebook literally knew they were profiting from sex trafficking and virtually did nothing to stop it. But they have plenty of time to harass me on Facebook, don't they? In-N-Out Burger heroically said no to government vaccine mandates. In response to the attacks, In-N-Out Burger has not backed down. In fact, they've doubled down. And an In-N-Out Burger's chief legal and business officer, Arnie Wessinger is his name, he says, we refuse to become the vaccination police for any government. It is unreasonable, invasive, and unsafe to force our restaurant associates to segregate customers into those who they should serve and those who they should, quote, not serve based on vaccination status. We fiercely disagree with any government dictate that forces a private company like In-N-Out Burger to discriminate against customers who choose to patronize their businesses. This is clear governmental overreach and is intrusive, improper, and offensive, he says. One of the biggest reasons he finalizes his statements, one of the biggest reasons that woke culture has gotten such a stranglehold over us in society and over American life is because people at the top of major institutions have been weak and skittish in response to the threats of the mob. He's right as rain on that reality check. But you know what? Now two In-N-Out locations have been shut down, and two more are experiencing serious fines in California, probably to get shut down soon because they won't force checking with their customers the vaccination status. Florida's chief financial officer jumps into the mix, by the way. His name is Jimmy Patronis, and he says, you know what? If California is that abusive In-N-Out Burger, come on to Florida, man. Yeah, you got to move to the Sunshine State, ladies and gentlemen, he says. You know what? You guys are shut down. But if you come to Florida, man, I'm telling you right now, look, he's arguing that Florida has a superior business climate, noting the state has no personal income tax, low corporate taxes, and no mandate. The environment's great for In-N-Out Burger. Come on to Florida, they say. I couldn't agree more. Amen. We also talked about the propane market could be Armageddon this weekend as Americans struggle to afford to heat their homes with propane. Nearly 80% of Americans blame Joe Biden for for inflationary surge. Yeah, that's a poll, New York Post. So 80% of Americans believe Joe Biden is the cause of the inflation. By the way, with some attractions closed, Disneyland is going to charge more money. They're going to do just fine, even though the rest of us are going to suffer. There's Disneyland for you. They'll make money no matter what. So they close attractions and charge more for a day at the park. What a shame on them, especially in this economy. Hour two, we had our guest on, Pete Sepp, National Taxpayers Union. You want a friend in the tax business. NTU gets it done. We talked about Democrats' rush to rewrite U.S. tax code. Hopefully they'll fail. We talked about how the Democrats' billionaires' tax increase would work. We talked about Democrats are forced to drop paid leave from their $1.75 trillion proposal, Wall Street Journal, but they were at $3-plus trillion before. Now it's only 1.5. Hopefully we can get it to where they're not even spending us into oblivion. Time will tell if the Republicans will hold the line. Gail Ruzicka, Utah Eagle Forum, is our next guest. Talked about, let's work together to stop critical race theory. We had an event last night. It was an incredible event full of a line of speakers. I ran a booth for Loving Liberty along with Kathy and Zach and Liz, and it was just tremendous, by the way. We talked about this interesting email that I got from a listener basically saying, should ADE, A-D-E, stands for Antibody Dependent Enhancement, should it be stressed more on the radio? Absolutely. New study finds billions of vaccinated people around the world are at real risk of suffering antibody-dependent enhancement. Believe it or not, for over a year, intensive research has been conducted by health experts talking about this, increasing concerns about antibody-dependent enhancement, or ADE. It's a phenomenon where vaccines make the diseases far worse by driving the immune system for a potentially overreaction. It basically primes the immune system for trouble. Yeah, according to our world and data, 31.7% of the world's population, that's like 2.7 million people, have already been vaccinated with an unknown, unproven test experiment. That could be disaster, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, very, very scary stuff. I guess 2.4 million. An unproven, experimental, potentially deadly medical treatment. Possibly the largest experiment ever conducted on humanity. That's scary, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. And that's a recap of yesterday's show. Still available at libertyroundtable.com and lovingliberty.net. Without further ado, we'll launch into the news the networks refuse to use. Chris Carlson with us. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Thank you, Sam. Without God, we can never win. With God, we can never lose. The battle for freedom is the Lord's, but we do need to be engaged in that fight. Lieutenant Carlson, reporting for duty, sir.
Thank you, indeed. You want to lean as close to your mic as you can get. I'll tell you that right now. We're talking about all things liberty with Chris Carlson every week on your radio. We skipped the last week because I was out at the other conference. Man, we've had conference after conference. It's just incredible. Meeting with all the people around the country. We commend you for all your work, ladies and gentlemen. Americans are starting to get involved like never before. And that's good news because we're about to have a lesson on political science. Yeah, ivermectin is neither safe nor effective for the deep state's genocidal agenda, ladies and gentlemen. Incredible pros. We'll get into that with Chris Carlson. Ivermectin really being lambasted by the mainstream, even though it was their wonder drug of yesteryear. Chris?
Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to start off this show with a joke. So I was on my way to go get my vaccine the other day, Sam, and I ran across a couple of lab rats having a discussion. And the one asked the other, so are you going to go out and get the vaccine? And he said, no, I'm going to wait until the human trials are over.
Oh, that isn't a joke, sir. No, that's not funny. Well, that's real.
That's real, baby. We're living it. Although you and I, wow, we're not participating in this pandemic, unfortunately.
And then did the one rat then say, did you get some ivermectin?
I probably did. I didn't. I hightailed it on home after I heard that, buddy. I didn't stick around. But anyway, you know, sometimes our animals are, in fact, smarter than humans. I mean, a mama bear will protect her cubs, you know, from invaders that come in to try to harm them. But human beings aren't always that intelligent, are they? You know, they'll sacrifice their children to the deep state agenda just because they've been brainwashed by a mainstream media that knows that if they continually bombard us with misinformation, eventually we'll latch onto that information. And unlike animals, we will deny our better instincts to reject their solutions for the problems that they themselves have created for us. But yes, ivermectin. So the deep state led by Dr. Fauci is desperately trying to dissuade Americans from trying anything but the Fauci-ouchie to cure COVID-19, Sam. But in this LouRockwell.com article, Dr. Joseph Mercola, and I know you've quoted Dr. Joseph Mercola on your show before, said of ivermectin, and this is a quote from the article. The article, by the way, is entitled, Secret Documents Reveal FDA's Attack on Ivermectin. In the real world, ivermectin is a human drug that has been safely used by 3.7 billion people. Wrap your head around that, Sam. 3.7 billion people is half the population of the world. Anyway, we'll continue on the other side of the break.
You got it, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite News the Networks Refuse to Use radio station.
So busy with the board meeting.
Just spend more time together as a family.
Do more out-of-the-house activities.
This is a tough one.
My parents, they do everything they love me. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have a roof over my head.
They don't need to show it to me. I just know they love me.
Well, not yelling at me very much.
What do you wish? What do you wish?
Raise my allowance.
To not argue together.
Have my dad be home more for dinner and stuff so that I could be even closer.
Family, isn't it about time?
Buy me an ice cream and kiss me to love me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Okay, what's the next question?
As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only seven countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the ninth month. It is wrong. It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, hard-hitting talk continues with Chris Carlson talking about all things liberty. Ivermectin, ladies and gentlemen, a lesson on political science. Ivermectin is not what the deep state wants as they continue their genocidal agenda, ladies and gentlemen. Secret documents reveal FDA's attack on ivermectin. Dr. Joseph Mercola, ladies and gentlemen, he just spoke at the conference we had in Salt Lake City at the Salt Palace. And doing a great job, and he spoke to 3,000 people. Then he got texts from all over the country, people attending nationwide our incredible conference at the Salt Palace. We can act for that. But anyway, Chris, Joseph laying this out like nobody's business. He's been forced to take down his content, what, every 48 hours now?
Yeah, I was going to mention that. Yeah, unfortunately, because of threats of lawsuit. I mean, nowadays you can't make any claim about the medical benefits of hardly anything except the drugs that the drug companies have manufactured and have patented. If it's not patented, then they can't control it. They don't want it out there, because if they can't control it, then it's of no value to them, unfortunately. That's the world we live in today, Sam. But anyway, going on with the quote, he says, ivermectin has basically been safely used by 3.7 billion, with a B, people since the early 1990s. I looked that up. It was actually approved by the FDA in 1996. Okay, continuing with the Mercola quote. In 2016, three scientists received the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine for their discovery of ivermectin against parasitic infections in humans. It's also on the World Health Organization's list of essential medicines, Sam. And he goes on to say, award-winning, nationally syndicated talk show host Sam Bushman is alive today because of ivermectin. Actually, I added that myself. I hope you don't mind. But another famous talk show host, Joe Rogan, talks about it extensively. I don't know if you are aware of this interview with Sanjay Gupta.
Yes, I'm very familiar with it. He slaughters Dr. Gupta on this point. And really, you know, they mocked him from taking ivermectin, said he was taking horse dewormer, horse poop, whatever you want to call it, mocking the great, well-known podcaster. But you know what? He came back and said, you know what? You guys lied, and he caught him at it, and Gupta finally admitted that he lied, or that the CNN hosts lied and didn't have an excuse for why they lied. Well, I know why they lied, ladies and gentlemen, because the truth is not in them. Chris?
That's true. And unfortunately, more people saw the CNN lie than saw the Joe Rogan podcast. And I know he's got a lot of followers on his podcast, but you know, 90% of the people, you know, who heard the CNN quote did not hear what Joe Rogan had to say about it. And I was really proud at how assertive he was about that. He probably repeated himself accusing CNN as lying several times, maybe seven or eight times. So, but unfortunately, most people saw more of the CNN quote than saw the Joe Rogan quotes.
And I'm not a super Joe Rogan fan, but in this case, he's spot on right. And the fact is, he got well from COVID, and he credits ivermectin to a big reason. I am in the same scenario. I credit ivermectin as one of the great medications that helped save my life.
Yep. Yeah, and I knew that you would be able to resonate with this because of your own personal experience. When I got COVID, my wife and I got COVID, and I think we got a double dose of it because we got sick this last summer with something, which is very, very strange for me and my wife, because I don't think I've ever gotten sick like that, an upper respiratory disease in the middle of summer, which is very rare for anybody. So something's weird is going on. This is an actual pandemic, but I mean, people just don't get sick in the middle of summer. Anyway.
But the point of Mercola's article really is the secret documents now reveal FDA's attack, unwarranted attack on ivermectin is what we're really talking about. Why secret documents, Chris?
Secret documents. Well, there are NIH documents that basically recognize that several randomized trials published in peer-reviewed journals have reported data indicating that ivermectin is as effective as a COVID-19 treatment. Now, are you talking about the Doug Peterson, the AG for Nebraska?
Yeah, well, in the article, Mercola reveals a lot of these FDA secret documents where they know that the ivermectin is safe and effective, even though they had this weird health, I don't know what you want to call it, poison control person say, hey, come on, ivermectin, we're not taking horse poop or horse dewormer here, guys. Come on now. They know about the real world. They know in the real world, ladies and gentlemen, ivermectin is a human drug that has been safely used by 3.7 billion people since it literally was put on the market in 96. They know this. But it's been around for a long time, and the FDA, believe it or not, has literally doubled down and given three scientists the Nobel Prize in physiology or medicine for their discovering of the ivermectin to be used against parasitic infections in humans. They know all this.
Yeah, and that's right? A threat to their agenda. Obviously, their agenda. And Sam, here's the problem. I can't assert that I know exactly what's in the COVID-19 injections. because it's proprietary. They don't list it on the label. And yet people are allowing doctors and nurses to inject it into their arms without knowing what's being injected into their arms. That's the strange thing. You know, seemingly reasonable people, like somebody that I know, just last night I visited a man who says since January he's received the shot, and ever since he's never been well. And he's lost over 40 pounds of weight. He looks, I mean, he's an older gentleman, and you know, in that age category where, you know, his risk for side effects from a vaccine are very high. But he didn't have 40 pounds of weight to lose, and he just looks 10 years older than what I remember him before he got the shock. Anyway, I didn't mean to go off on that tangent. There are a couple of fake news articles that Dr. McCullough refers to. And one, in an October 5, 2021 news article, the now infamous tweet of a Mississippi Poison Control Health Alert, which stated that at least 70% of the recent calls for their poison control alert have been related to ingestion of livestock or animal formulations of ivermectin purchased at livestock supply centers. Do you remember that? That news, breaking news? This is probably about 2 months ago. Well, it turns out that was a misinterpretation that then the Mississippi Poison Control Center corrected. In an October 5, 2021 correction, the Mississippi Health Department clarified that it was not 70% of all poison control calls that involved veterinarian ivermectin. It was 70% of all ivermectin-related calls where they were reporting.
Yeah, which means if I get 10 calls and one of them is ivermectin-related, then, you know, hey, that's a pretty limited number, one-tenth of the real calls, and then 70% of that one-tenth, ladies and gentlemen, is the issue. And I would also mention, though, that, you know, what the women say about abortions, my body, my choice, applies when it comes to ivermectin or not taking the vaccinations, etc. But they also use this phrase in the abortion world as well. Hey, if you don't let women get legitimate abortions, not that I agree with legitimate abortions, but just hang with me for a second. If they can't get legitimate abortions or, quote, legal, safe, effective by a physician abortion, then they'll go out and use a coat hanger or get an abortion on their own, and it's not very safe. Well, this is kind of what's happening in the ivermectin world. Since people can't get safe prescribed ivermectin for humans, they're forced to try to go out into the farm supply stores, get what they can, and deal with it. It's a really similar scenario is the point, Chris, yeah. And that's something that's not being acknowledged either.
And the
but make no mistake, this poison control person, literally, that's a huge difference, 70% of the calls versus 70% of the, quote, ivermectin calls, right?
Yeah, they just totally, and I think they did that intentionally, obviously. They have an agenda here. And the doctors, you know, the local doctors, even a doctor that I know, I actually texted him two nights ago, and I didn't tell him what I was doing. I didn't tell him that, you know, about my my understanding of ivermectin. I said, well, you know, is ivermectin being prescribed for the treatment of COVID-19? And here's what he texted me. He said, no, they're not giving it. There isn't any data to support it, and there have been many cases of harm from off-label use. Across the nation, it is considered malpractice, and then in parentheses he says, against standard of care, to give it. There is one study being conducted currently that is trying to evaluate it if it is any use. Given that it is a drug that treats parasites, and the parasites and viruses included COVID are very different from each other, it would be very interesting if they found it was effective. Hope this helps in some way. Unquote.
Quick pause, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Carlson with us. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
With two infrastructure bills awaiting congressional approval, one has bipartisan support and one is totally partisan. Digging deeper, Chris Barnes from the New England USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Big tax cut to the middle class creates jobs.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi speaking on Thursday morning when she and President Biden had announced it appeared a deal was done that would pass the president's two big legislative priorities.
Lowers costs for families.
But not so fast. In the hours that have followed, some Democrats have now put a hold on things again. They want to guarantee that both the surface infrastructure bill that has bipartisan support and that sweeping social infrastructure measure, as it's been called, will pass the House and the Senate.
Disgraced New York ex-governor Democrat Andrew Cuomo was charged Thursday with misdemeanor groping a female aide in Albany's executive mansion, a crime that could send him to jail for a year if he's convicted. USA Radio News.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Trial attorney Jeff Harris on CNBC said that there's a question of negligence on the Rust movie set following the fatal shooting of the cinematographer.
There's just simply no explanation why that would ever happen. And so it's clear that if you have a live round on a movie set, it's allowed to migrate its way into an operational firearm. That firearm is likely to get pointed in front of somebody. Those are all the kinds of things that clearly spell negligence.
Parents are resisting kids' COVID-19 vaccines.
Most parents in the United States with younger children are in no hurry to get their kids vaccinated from COVID. According to a study conducted by the Kaiser Family Foundation, parents seem concerned about vaccine safety. About 76% of those surveyed say they are very or somewhat concerned about long-term side effects, while 71% are worried about serious side effects of the vaccine. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. Chris Carlson with me. The war on ivermectin. Joel Skousen wrote a piece, worldaffairsbrief.com. In the real world, ladies and gentlemen, ivermectin is a human drug that has been safely used by 3.7 plus billion people since 1996 when the FDA approved it. It's been around way, way, way longer than that, ladies and gentlemen. But secret documents reveal FDA's attack on ivermectin. This is a lesson in political science. Ivermectin is neither safe nor effective for the deep state, but it is for the treatment of COVID. Even though they claim there's no studies relating to it, they lie. The person that Chris Carlson was discussing it with lied because they're not familiar with the frontline doctor's work. There's plenty of evidence that ivermectin works. And it was even on many of the websites from the NIH saying it was safe and effective even for COVID treatment, Chris. So the problem is they've got an agenda here that contradicts their first creed as physicians: do no harm, sir.
Yeah, and it's because they're being dictated to by the CDC from Atlanta, Georgia. And Kate Daly talked about this extensively. As soon as she took her husband into the hospital, you know, it probably wasn't COVID. It was probably, you know, some other respiratory disease. But, you know, they immediately began to implement the CDC protocol, which almost automatically requires that they put people on ventilators when they have upper respiratory diseases. And she insisted that they not do that, even though they should have known by sad experience the respirators kill more people than they save because they damage the delicate lung tissue inside your lungs. Anyway, and that's probably why. Local doctors should be controlled by local protocols. They should not be controlled by protocols that are dictated to them by large bureaucracies like the CDC or the NIH or the World Health Organization, for that matter. But they're being told, just like this local doctor, and he's a nice guy, whose quote I just read. He's a wonderful guy, good Christian. I see him on a regular basis, but he, you know, they're brainwashed to think that the CDC knows it all. And if the CDC dictates to them the terms under which they can operate, then that must be, you know, the gospel truth for them. And it's not. The ventilators are killing people. Remdesivir, as you talked about, is killing people. I've got a quote right here where it talks about the deaths associated with remdesivir. And this is a continuation of the Mercola quote, Sam. It says, since the spring of 2020, Vadja Access has received 7,499 adverse events in all attributed to remdesivir, including 560 deaths, 550 serious cardiac disorders, and 475 acute kidney injuries. That's remdesivir. That's the standard of care for COVID-19 if you go into the hospital today. And it's killing people, a lot more people than ivermectin probably ever did over its lifetime. And NIH, I've already read this quote, where the NIH recognizes that several randomized trials published in peer-reviewed journals, Sam, those are respectable journals, they're peer-reviewed, have reported data indicating that ivermectin is in fact effective as a COVID-19 treatment. But they're not using it because most doctors don't have access to that information. They're being dictated, as far as their protocols are concerned, to by the CDC in Atlanta, Georgia, which I submit is, you know, just as corrupt as Dr. Fauci and his NIH. Do you want to go on to the Nebraska Department of Health asking Attorney General Doug Peterson to issue a legal opinion on the off-label use of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine?
Yes, what's interesting about this, ladies and gentlemen, is the more we dig in, the more the evidence becomes contradictory and or in defense of ivermectin, not the other way around. And they've literally hoodwinked, bamboozled, deceived, manipulated physicians and nurses and all kinds of medical practitioners across the country against ivermectin, wrongfully so. And right now, the medical world is in lockstep with the lies of the FDA, the lies of the NIH, the lies of the WTO, the lies of all these organizations on the COVID. But it's not going to take long, ladies and gentlemen, until these heroes in the medical professions, frontline people, realize they've been lied to and manipulated and deceived. And when they do, there's going to be a mass rioting and exiting of the protocols that they've laid forward. So I think it's a matter of time until the medical profession wakes up. When they realize that people are dying on their watch, when they realize there's other solutions, the word is getting out. The new media taking center stage. And what happens is these medical professionals believe the lies until something happens to their family or something like that, and then they change their mind. Whistleblowers are standing up. We're seeing a sea change here. It's taken longer than I want, for sure. It seems like it's slower than molasses. But there is a sea change happening, without a doubt, Chris.
Yep. And when their loved ones do die or have serious side effects from administering remdesivir or the treatments that they give them in the hospital, they always tell them that it's rare. They always tell them that their loved one is the exception to the rule, which is not true. And eventually, with all of the evidence accumulating in our local hospitals and, you know, through talking to neighbors and friends and family, realizing that there's a pattern here, Sam. And that's the issue that I have with this. I see patterns where we should be waking up to the fact that the establishment cures are not working. They're, in fact, causing more damage than they are good. And we're not connecting the dots. We're not putting two and two together. We're not seeing the big picture. And the big picture is, I believe, a genocidal agenda. And we need to be waking up to this and trusting more our internal instincts, like Joel Skousen always talks about. You know, listen to that small voice, that nervous feeling inside you. And don't let anything else, no matter how official, no matter how authoritative it may seem, override those feelings of nervousness when you're about to do something that you shouldn't do, like administer dangerous concoctions like remdesivir to a loved one. You know, listen to alternative media. Listen, don't, if you're, Sam, listen, if you're getting your information from Fox or CNN or MSNBC, you know, don't quit doing it. I don't think anybody within the sound of our voice today is doing that. But don't. Those are disinformation outlets. They're part of this genocidal agenda that's trying to destroy America. Just don't do it. If it's popular, it's probably not accurate or good for us. Anyway, where shall we go from here?
Well, I think we could talk about a couple of things from here. We talked about the Joseph McCullough article about the secret documents. We talked about in the real world ivermectin is used and is even promoted by the NIH. The ivermectin is given to immigrants when they come into the United States. Ivermectin was taken by 100 to 200 members of Congress along with their staffs and their families. So they all know the truth, ladies and gentlemen. They're just lying to you. I think it's criminal. But the war on ivermectin, written by Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com, has some light to shed on this too, Chris.
Yeah, he does. So he quotes an allnewspipeline.com report that says, research indicates ivermectin is a legitimate contender to slow the viral replication process, and that means any virus. As an example, one study confirms that ivermectin is a specific inhibitor of importin, and that's a little too technical for me. I don't know what that is. That's probably an enzyme or a cofactor or something that can stop the replication of HIV and dengue viruses. And I would add to that COVID-19, because, you know, all viruses have the same mode of operation. So I'm sure that it's just as effective. You know, that's probably the modus operandi, you know, for ivermectin. And then he talks about an article, Sam, Joel Skousen. And we all remember this from early August, a Rolling Stone article by Peter Wade published a hit piece claiming that Oklahoma emergency rooms were overflowing with people overdosing on horse dewormer. And Joel Skousen said it was totally fake news. So what happened is a Dr. Jason McElyea, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly, claimed that people in Oklahoma, in a specific Oklahoma hospital, I think it was called NHS Sequoia, were overdosing on ivermectin horse dewormer and were causing emergency rooms to be, quote, so backed up that the gunshot victims were having a hard time getting access to health facilities. As people take the drug, McElyea said, patients have arrived at hospitals with negative reactions like nausea, vomiting, muscle aches, and cramping. I'm sure that if you take too much of ivermectin, there's probably a potentiality that you could experience these negative side effects.
Well, and that's the point I made by people are forced to take, you know, something from a farm supply store or whatever else because they can't get legitimate human doses and human measured prescriptions to ivermectin. That's part of the problem we're experiencing here.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we'll continue talking about this. This is serious business. They got a caught lying. You're starting to see who's who in this world of truth and lies, right? Well, this is Truth Telling Radio, Liberty Roundtable Live with Chris Carlson. Back in seconds on your favorite news the networks refuse to use, Talk Station.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Hey, stop taking that horse dewormer, people. You're not a horse. Come on. That's the lie being told. Chris Carlton breaking it down just for you. Chris?
Yes, so continuing where we left off, but the article provided no evidence, Sam, for its claims. And it turns out that the hospital that Dr. McElyea claimed to work for disavowed his claims and said that he hadn't even worked there for over 2 months. And I'll read that word for word. This is the statement issued by the hospital. NHS Sequoia has not treated any patients due to complications related to taking ivermectin. This includes not treating any patients for ivermectin overdose. All patients who have visited our emergency room have received medical attention as appropriate. Our hospital has not had to turn away any patient seeking emergency care. So the whole thing was a lie. It was just concocted by this Dr. McElyea, apparently. The problem is...
Well, and I don't know if it's just Dr. McElyea, because these lies are being told all across the country. So you're getting multiple people involved in the lies, and the core of the information is coming from somewhere. And what you got to do, ladies and gentlemen, is track the money and track the statements and find out where they really come from. You'll find out they're centrally coordinated to perpetuate these lies. Chris?
Yeah. Yep. So the deep state has thoroughly infiltrated all aspects of our lives. There are people that have been inserted into positions of power and authority and influence that we don't know about. And they're being paid by massive, massive amounts of money. We've talked about this over and over again. There is a system. You've heard the expression, Sam, you know, I can't see the forest for the trees. I think that's where America is still. Because we don't understand it's the system, that the whole system is corrupt. It's not one individual here. It's not replacing one congressman or replacing the president, you know, or replacing this bureaucrat. The whole system has become thoroughly corrupted from the inside, and we don't recognize that. We look at it as just isolated incidences, and it's not. It's just the system that's been corrupted.
Yeah, and it's beyond the system, ladies and gentlemen, because the system is just being, in my opinion, controlled by enemies of the system. The system used to work great when it was first do no harm. The system used to work great when honesty was the issue. And so there is a war on ivermectin, ladies and gentlemen. Rolling Stone, literally, Peter Wade got caught in the lie and was forced to literally retract over the blatant lie as well, because the credible source would be the hospital. And they're saying it did not happen. It isn't true. That's not what went on for us at all. There's no evidence of this. You know, Rolling Stone did not do their due diligence. They just had an axe to grind. Chris, that's really important to highlight.
And I wonder how many people saw the retraction opposed to, in contrast to how many people saw the original article.
Usually they say about a tenth sees the retraction.
Yeah. See, that's the problem. The damage is already done. You know, they say that, you know, by the time the truth gets its pants on, the truth has already made a trip around the world or something to that effect. And that's usually the case. You know, people latch on to things that are sensational, and lies are much more sensational than the truth usually.
All right, but a lot of doctors know the truth, and a lot of doctors are starting to speak out about this, too. And the evidence is becoming so obvious that it's starting to break through, Chris.
Yeah, and hopefully it does before too much damage has been done. But a lot of people, you know, including many friends, many family members of mine, have decided to take the vaccination. which is completely and totally absurd in my opinion, because they don't, nobody knows, the doctors, the nurses, nobody knows what's in these vaccines. Although there's evidence starting to come out about that, and we won't talk about that. Maybe we'll do another show on that. And it's pretty creepy, some of the things that investigators have found in the vaccines. But why would you do that? Why would you allow anybody to inject an unknown substance into your arm, Sam? It just seems counterintuitive. Just like that, the bear analogy. You know, a mother bear would never let anybody get near her little cubs. But, you know, now we're talking about injecting five-year-olds with the vaccine.
Yeah, but headlines are showing that the more they push, the more they basically cross that line, the more Americans are starting to realize it for what it really is. You know, they're starting to realize, hey, we're just not going to subject our kids to that. We're concerned about this, too. So people are slowly but surely waking up, and the more overreach they have, the more people start to take notice and wake up.
Yeah. Anyway, do you want to talk more about ivermectin? I've got a couple of others.
Well, let's talk about Vladimir Zelenko, Dr. Simone Gold, Dr. Lee Merritt, Dr. Peter McCullough, etc., have all had great success using ivermectin to treat patients. Frontline doctors like Pierre Corey. We could go on and on and on and on. But there's thousands of doctors that have treated tens of thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands of patients successfully with ivermectin. It is beyond debate at this point, a year and a half, almost 2 years into the, quote, COVID dishonesty. Is COVID real? Yes. They call me a COVID denier if I say the official story is bogus. I'm not a COVID denier. I had it twice. But I'm telling you, the information we're getting on it is absolutely pure, flat-out, in-your-face propaganda. Rand Paul literally has exposed Dr. Fauci on this and caught him in lie after lie after lie, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, it's so bad that even the exposing the media's lies about Fauci. The media is the only reason why Anthony Fauci is not already behind bars, ladies and gentlemen, for lying to Congress, destroying millions of jobs, destroying businesses, etc. That's coming to an end, even says Brent Mozell. Yeah, the Media Research Center is on the attack by demanding that Anthony Fauci be fired and even arrested for his lies. Folks, you got to understand this is serious business. So Brent Mozell continues and said, let me tell you how the Media Research Center is exposing the left-wing media cover-up for Anthony Fauci. And what's going to happen to this traitor once he's caught? All right, here's what's going to happen to Fauci next, they say. Here's how the media covered up Anthony Fauci's criminal activity. First, Anthony Fauci lied to Congress about the effectiveness of masks and lockdowns, and Senator Rand Paul called him out. That's when Fauci doubled down and lied about, hey, they didn't do any gain-of-function research, he claimed. Next, the media spin machine went into overdrive and did everything within their power to cover up Fauci's sick agenda. All the suspects basically made it sound like, hey, Fauci was a hero, a savior. But ladies and gentlemen, understand that the Media Research Center has recorded all of Fauci's lies. And now there's evidence that he lied about gain-of-function research, and he's going down over it, says Brent Mozell and others. I pray that's true, because this guy is a flat-out criminal. And I hate to spend so much time on that, but I think it's important really to highlight that, though. This is led by Fauci and the media, and they're lying. And the more we stand up and tell the tale and we break through the new media taking center stage, the more people will start to wake up. That is our goal. We want to be on the attack with the Media Research Center and others to make a difference here. Chris.
Yeah, and CNN, ABC, CBS, I know what people watch. You know, I know where they get their news, and I wish it was from Liberty Roundtable, but it's not. The more they watch these things, you know, the more they become bombarded with these lies on a day-to-day basis, and it's much easier to believe, you know, if you hear it 1,000 times over. Even though, you know, your internal guidance systems should be warning you. Don't listen to these people. These people do not have your best interests at heart. If it's highly promoted and powerfully disseminated, Sam, that should be a pretty clear indication that it is not good, and it's propaganda, and they're trying to brainwash you. Just as a rule of thumb nowadays, you know, maybe 25 years ago that wasn't the case with the media, but it certainly is today. And just I'm warning people, this is an evil, subversive agenda designed to destroy America and designed to hurt people, and don't fall for it. So
now listen to this story. This is scary as all get out, but it relates to the same topic here. The number of people diagnosed with dementia will increase by over 40% by 2030. The World Health Organization predicted. Think about that for a minute, Chris.
Wow.
Over 40% increase. The World Health Organization estimates that over 55 million people currently live with dementia. And they say it'll be 78 million by 2030. Think about that. 78 million and 139 million by 2050. Those numbers are just shocking. But I wonder, you know, when they're giving everybody the COVID virus, they may know the future results of this, and they may know how bad it's going to get. Any thoughts,
well,
Chris?
People like that are much more controllable, obviously. I mean, you don't want a population of people that can defend themselves intellectually, spiritually, physically. You know, that is a threat to the deep state agenda. You know, why wouldn't they want a bunch of zombies walking around just blindly obeying their dictates? And if you can't, again, if you can't see the forest for the trees, folks, I don't know what else to tell you. If you're listening to this program, you're probably awake. But we need to spread the word. We need to share this. Thanksgiving is coming up. At the Thanksgiving dinner table, if it doesn't cause too much contention, you need to share your thoughts and observations about what's going on with your family and relatives. They need to know. And a lot of times, you know, that'll cause contention at the dinner table, but do it anyway. Because once you plant that seed, you know, it may not sprout immediately, but at least it leaves an impression that eventually may sprout, hopefully before it's too late.
But you know what, Chris? There's a way to go about it in a non-contentious way, too, by the way. I don't know if you know, but you can mention that a registered nurse, Tracy Scadden, she's a registered nurse with Health Independence Alliance. She's putting together a vigil for vaccine victims. November the 4th, it'll be 5 to 7 p.m. They say the dress code is black mourning clothing. RSVP victim to 385-315-0578. Utah COVID Vax Victims at gmail.com. And that's going to be at the corner of State Street and South Temple in Salt Lake City, Utah. And people are making a difference. And so, you know, most people, whether you agree or disagree with the vaccinations, this is a vigil for folks who have basically been forced to take the vax or have taken the vaccinations, and then they now are dead and or harmed because of the vaccination. Anybody should be able to get aboard to say, hey, that's a sad tale. Okay, we need to be sad for all these scenarios surrounding the lies and the lack of solutions relating to this. But anyway, that's a very non-contentious way to bring it up. And have people kind of say, hey, we agree. That's coming up on November the 4th. We'll talk about it in the next days or the days that unfold. Thanks, Chris. We're flat out of time. We'd love to talk about the other topics, but we just need more time on the radio. That's all. We'll work on that. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Sam.
Wait, have a great Halloween outro, weekend. Buddy.
Yes, sir. Without God, we can never win. With God, we can never lose. The battle for freedom is the Lord's, but we need to be engaged in the fight. Lieutenant Carlson and liberty-loving Americans everywhere, continuing our duty, sir.
I want him to do the outro because I absolutely 1,000% agree with it. It's really an important point to make on every broadcast we do. Thanks, Chris. God save the Republic of the United States of America.